Hello, and welcome to the National Audit Office podcast. In March 2016, the Department for Education set out its ambition to build on and extend its reforms to achieve educational excellence everywhere. Having enough high-quality teachers underpins this ambition. The NEO has just published a report that assesses the progress the department, in conjunction with the education sector, has made to improve the quality of the teaching workforce and teacher retention, and to encourage trained ex-teachers to re-enter the workforce. This work follows on from the NAO report Training New Teachers, published in February 2016, which set out the department's progress in ensuring the supply and quality of new teachers. I'm joined by Mark Parrott, the audit manager who worked on the report. Thank you for joining us, Mark. Are teachers leaving early?
Well, our report looks at retention in the state-funded sector in state-funded schools, and we found that teachers are increasingly leaving state-funded schools before they reach retirement. So the number of teachers retiring fell by 1.5 percentage points between 2011 and 2016, but the number leaving for other reasons increased by just over 2 percentage points over the same period. So this meant that nearly 35,000 teachers left before retirement in 2016. This does mean that there's a pool of trained teachers who potentially could be attracted back to the profession, and the number returning has actually been increasing in recent years, reaching 14,000 in 2016.
Why are they leaving?
We found that the department and the school sector actually don't have enough information about why an increasing number of teachers are leaving before retirement. And the department has done a survey this year, and the results are expected soon. But the evidence indicates that there are two phases in a career when teachers are most likely to leave, and that's within a few years of qualifying, and then as they approach retirement. There is, however, reasonable consensus that workload is a significant reason why teachers leave the profession. So in our survey of school leaders, we found that workload was the most important factor listed, with 67% of respondents reporting workload as a barrier to retention. Interestingly, the National Foundation for Educational Research reported in 2015 that just over half of teachers who leave remain within the school sector. For example, they may become teaching assistants or take up a non-teaching role in the school.
Are there any areas that are particularly good or bad at retaining teachers?
Since 2010, the number of teachers in state-funded schools has grown, as more teachers have joined the workforce than have left. So overall, the workforce increased by over 15,000 between 2010 and 2016. That's an increase of around 3.5%. However, what we found was that the significant growth in the number of primary school teachers actually masks a fall in the number of secondary school teachers. So the number of teachers in primary and nursery schools increased by 26,000. That's about 13% over that period. Whereas the number of teachers in secondary schools fell by 10,000. That's nearly 5% between 2010 and 2016.
How is this affecting education?
What we found is that schools are finding it increasingly difficult to fill posts with the quality of teachers they need, which may have implications for the quality of education. So the number of teacher vacancies has increased, but it is low as a proportion of the total workforce. But what we found in our survey of school leaders is that they filled only around half of their vacant posts in 2016 with teachers with the experience and expertise required. So schools generally filled the remainder with less experienced teachers, or indeed with teachers with different subject specialisms. And in around a tenth of cases, schools didn't fill the vacancy at all. In terms of improving the quality of teachers, the available data suggests that teachers are undertaking actually quite low levels of training and development, with schools reporting that time and cost are quite significant barriers to improving teacher quality. And unlike many other professions, teaching doesn't set and regulate continuing professional development requirements.
Is the government doing anything about it?
The Department for Education considers that it can best influence retention through national interventions on workload, pay, and pupil behaviour. And it's got a number of programmes aimed at improving retention and indeed at improving the quality of teachers as well. The department's interventions to support the existing teaching workforce, though, have been relatively small scale. So we estimate that the department spent some £36 million in 2016-17 on its various programmes. So this included around £91,000 on workload and pupil behaviour interventions. Around £34 million in 16-17 on programmes that aimed at improving teacher quality. It plans to increase this spending significantly to around £70 million on average between 2017-18 and 2019-20. And this includes on new programmes such as the Teaching and Leadership Innovation Fund. These amounts are relatively small compared with over £550 million that central government spent on training and supporting new teachers in 2013-14 and which we reported on last year. And the department has actually limited evidence that its initiatives to retain and develop the teaching workforce are making a difference. Our report recognises, though, the importance of the establishment of a Chartered College of Teaching, which the department is helping to support. In contrast to other professions like accountancy, law and medicine, teachers have lacked an independent professional body to support them in their work. And the establishment of the Chartered College of Teaching is an important development. The college opened in January 2017 and the department is providing funding of up to £5 million over 4 years to support that.
What does the NAO recommend?
Well, we've made a number of recommendations in our report aimed at helping to support and improve the quality of the teaching profession. And firstly, we've said that the department should actually set out and communicate to schools and other bodies in the sector what its approach is to improving teacher retention, deployment and quality, including the programmes and funding available, what it's trying to achieve and by when, and the department's assessment of how schools can retain and develop their teachers at the same time as they are having to make significant workforce efficiency savings. Another recommendation we've made is that the department should work with the school sector to understand why more teachers are leaving before retirement and how to attract more former teachers back to the profession. So, for example, to work with the sector on how to implement flexible working or to provide refresher training to former teachers looking to return. And we've also recommended that the department should work with and support the Chartered College of Teaching, teaching schools and others to develop clearer expectations for teachers' continuing professional development.
Thank you for joining us, Mark. If you would like to find out more about this report, the full version and an executive summary are available on our website, www.nao.org.uk. To keep up to date with the latest NAO publications, you can follow us on Twitter at NAO.org.uk or on Facebook, facebook.com/NAO.org.uk. Thank you for listening.